The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing in Psalm 46. And if you have access to a Bible, I want to encourage you to go and grab it and open it up to Psalm 46 and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to tell you about our website at considerhisword.org. Many things you'll find there, many resources you'll find there, but you'll also find all of the messages in this series. You can go back and listen to those again and kind of put them all together. Listen to them just about anywhere, in the car or whatever. By the way, we're also on several podcast sites, so you can find us there as well. And I appreciate you listening to us today on this radio station. And on that website, there's a link that says Contact Us. And I'd love to hear from you and where you're hearing the program today. This really helps us know where our broadcasts are getting. We really have no other way to tell. So if you would, I'd appreciate it so much if you'd click on that link at the website, considerhisword.org, that says Contact Us, send us a note, tell us where you are, and if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook. It'll fit in a shirt pocket, fit in a purse, fit in a Bible case fairly easily. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and if prayer requests are given out, I make a note of it, and I can pray for them all week. It's great when I can put a check mark in them when we hear that God has answered that prayer. What a blessing that is. It's a prayer journal, so it keeps kind of track of your prayers and when God answers. When you get a prayer journal, put us in there as well, if you would. So you can get the prayer journal through the website. You can also contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, interestingly enough, most of the requests we get for the prayer journals come through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Psalm 46. I don't want to read the whole psalm again. I read the whole psalm last week, and you can take time to read it for yourself later. It's only 11 verses, but I just want to read the first three or four verses, maybe up through about verse 5 or 6. The psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. I'm going to stop right there. Now, again, as I mentioned last week, that little word Selah simply means to stop, take a rest. I believe it means that we should stop right there and think about what we had just read for a moment. Scripturally, I think it's a music notation. And, you know, the Psalms were written as songs. And I think it's a music notation to take a rest right there. But as we read the Scripture and we find that phrase, it ought to remind you, just stop right here and think about what you've just read about and what the Lord is saying. And so last week we started this psalm and we looked at the first part at God's provision of a refuge, a shelter, a place of safety, God's provision of strength, and God's help. He said he's help in trouble. What I want to really look at is these next few verses where I think what I want to say is that the psalmist is telling us to remember God's peace. He's going to bring a sense of peace to our heart. We live in a troubled world. Things going on all around us. Things going on in catastrophes and disasters. Things going on spiritually. Boy, are we ever in a day of spiritual warfare. People are trying to somehow erase, or as they say now, cancel Christianity and cancel Christians, wherever they may speak up. We live in troubling times, and I believe here it gives us kind of an extreme example, and an extreme of what's going on. Now, let's start at verse 2. He said, therefore will not we fear. We will not fear. And I think we'll not fear because of the things that were mentioned in verse 1. We'll not fear because we have a safe place. God is our refuge. We'll not fear because God is our strength. We'll not fear because God is our help. And even though it may seem like the world is falling apart, God will not fail. He will not fail. You see, he said, we'll not fear. Although all of these things happen, I want to read it again. Even though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. In all of those things, he said, we will not fear. We will not fear because God gives us that sense of peace. Even though it seems like the world may be falling apart, we can find peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace in our heart, and as some have said, peace of mind, if that's what you need. I think the peace of heart is probably more important and more significant. Again, he ended at verse 3 with that word Selah. In verse 4, I think we begin to see some hope. That our hope is not in this earth, it's falling apart. Our hope is not in this world, it's so chaotic and so confusing. We used to sing the song, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. And we read of all of this turmoil and all of these things going on, the mountains being carried into the sea, the sea roaring and the sea being troubled. And then in verse 4, it's almost like there's a quietness that comes. I think that word Selah brings that kind of calmness or quiet. And then he says, there's a river. The streams thereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. When he's speaking of tabernacles, he's speaking of God's dwelling place. They'll make us glad. Verse 5, God's in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. There's a river. I believe it's a crystal river that flows through heaven. You see, there is a heaven. We go from the roaring and the troubling of this earth to the peace. I want to use the word tranquility of heaven. That's where our hope is. It's a promised place. Remember when Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And that's when Thomas said, Scripture says, Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You see, it's a prepared place, and it's a promised place. And it's a place that's promised for you if you just put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him. But you see, we also not only see that it's a place of heaven, but it's a place of God's presence. Verse 6 and 7 say, the heathen raged, the kingdoms are moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He said it again in verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You see, we've got to remember God's presence, that God is with us. In Genesis 28:15, he said, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whithersoever thou goest. And we see God's presence and how God will be with us, our dwelling places in his tabernacles. In verse 8 and 9, we see his previous work, what God has done. He said, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in sunder and burneth the chariot of fire. He brings that peace. How God has helped us in the past, how God has helped you in the past, and how God has blessed us in the past. And it helps to go back and remember the things that God has done for us. But then he speaks of his power in verses 10 and 11, a verse that many hang on to, where he said, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know all of these things, his provision and his presence, his promises, what God has done for us in the past, his previous works. And sometimes we just need to be still and know him. To know him, to know him not only as a personal Savior, but also that you are right with him, drawing near to him. Psalm 73:28 says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I've put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. And so be still. Draw unto him. Take those few moments and make your heart right. Confess your sin and get right with God. And know, the Bible says, that I am God. You know, in knowing God, you've got to know this. God's got this. All of these troubles and all of these things we've been talking about, God's got it. God knows about it. And sometimes when we wrestle with God in our own heart, stress and anxiety and all of those things, maybe you just need to be still and let go and let God take over. Let God do his work. And just give in, surrender to him, and just pray, Lord, here am I. Like Paul said, what wilt thou have me to do? Lord, still my heart. And take that moment just to give it to God. Scripture says, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. And God will give you his sense of peace and his sense of his presence if you just be still and know him. Thanks for listening today. God bless you. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.